know. But it's just really neat, and the Lord's not done. Amen? He's never finished. And so we want to continue that connection and walk in what the Lord has. And we're excited that Mary Jane and Armando were willing to come and share with us about that. So why don't you come and I'll pray for you. Lord, we thank you for this couple and the blessing that they are to us, Lord, and to their home church and to the people of Albania. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in the past. Lord, in the past 25 years, maybe 30 years, Lord, and what you're going to do. Lord, just show us how to be a part. Lord, I pray that Mary Jane and Armando would continue to function in all of what you've called them to do. Lord, even when things look daunting, I pray that you would be their strength. Even when they feel weak, I pray that you would be their strength. Lord, I pray that even when they are weak, not just feel it, but when they are weak, you'd be their strength. Lord, and bless our brother and sister in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you very, very much for all of you. It's always a delight to be back here. We were driving from Michigan yesterday and driving toward my sister's house. We drove through Purdue campus, and so many memories came back. I don't know how many of you know, but I stand here today. I lived here in the United States because what God did in my life through this fellowship. So I want to share a little bit with you what the Lord has done in my life, in my family's life, in the ministry that we have to the Albanian community in Metro Detroit area, and then also lately in country of Albania itself. It's fun to be here today on Communion Sunday. Communion Sunday is my best day to go to church, because I don't know what happens with you or not. But I always, my mind goes back to 2,000 years ago. What would it be like? What was it like that day? You know, Jesus took the bread, and I always try to put myself into that room, being maybe not the one of the 12, but the 13th or the 14th. Just to be there, just to imagine what was it like. It's just a fascinating Sunday to be in the church. So today we want to take the next 20 minutes just to share with you, to go back through memories of what God has done. And then one song that I was hoping that we would sing it today here at Upper Room, because I never hear it, I never sing anywhere else, is the song, What the Lord Has Done For Me. I cannot tell it all. And then at the end it goes, and I will shout hallelujah. So that is the intent of me coming up here today, just to shout hallelujah for the Lord. So just for you that are new to the fellowship by attending it, or even born lately in the last 10, 15 years, I was born in the country of Albania. Country of Albania was under the communist regime till about the end of 91, in the beginning of 92, when the communism collapsed. So shortly after I graduated from college, I met in my hometown for the first time a group of foreigners that somehow they had been allowed through the country of Albania to be and visit my hometown, the town of Korça. It was very rare occurrence for us to see foreigners. Definitely we could never meet them, but just to be able to see them in the streets. So here I am. I meet one of the leaders of this team that was mainly college students from all over the world. Most of them were from the United States, and there were some from Canada and other part of Europe. But this team belong to a mission organization called YWAM that most of you are familiar. So they came to Albania. I meet with their leader. His name is Wayne Ritchie. At that time, he was living in Athens, Greece. He was pastoring a small church in Athens, Greece. So looking back, it was, you know, it was God-ordained appointment that I meet Wayne Ritchie in my hometown. And as we share, you know, getting to know each other, Wayne Ritchie starts to share the gospel with me. And for an Albanian college grad that grew up in a in a country that was proclaimed the first atheist country in the world, I didn't know what to do with the information that he was sharing with me. I had no file cabinet to file it. I loved it because I was speaking for the first time in my life to a foreigner and to an English-speaking guy, and I fell in love with him. Wayne Ritchie and the team stayed in my hometown for 5 days, and then that dream just sort of ended. So when he left, I was just deeply disappointed, almost to the point of depressed. But one thing that Wayne Ritchie did was that he told me, he asked me, he extended the invitation and said, if you ever want to come to Greece, I'll be happy to have you live with me. And again, there was another invitation that I didn't know what to do with it. So I told Wayne Ritchie, if I go to the authorities to tell them that I want to leave the country I'm leaving, I will end up in jail. And if I take to the mountains, there's a high probability that I will be shot. So he looks at me and he said, well, if God wants you to come and live with me in Athens, Greece, he will open doors. And it just blew my mind. What does that mean? How does God open doors? So, but lo and behold, a few months after Wayne Ritchie left, I took to the mountains and I crossed the border. As you could tell, I didn't get shot. So I meet Wayne Ritchie in Athens, Greece. Truth be told, I did not go to Athens to meet the Lord or just investigate Christian faith. I went there just because I was desperate. You know, as you know, desperate people do desperate things. So I was one of those desperate people that I wanted to leave Albania. So by God's grace, looking back, he allowed me to make my journey through the border unharmed. And as I'm spending life with Wayne Ritchie, living at his house, for the first time in my life, I am seeing what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a dad, what it means to be a father, what it means to be a pastor, what it means to love, what it means not to hate, what it means to be patient. So lo and behold, in those 2-3 months that I was there, I had nothing to do. It was a New Testament was given to me. I read through the New Testament back and forth because, again, I'm 22, 23 with nothing to do, so at least I could read. So reading the gospel and spending day in and day out with Wayne Ritchie, I said, this is exactly what I want in my life. This is exactly what I came here. So through the gospel, through Wayne, I understand why I had come there, who I was, and where I was going. So I surrendered and I gave my life to the Lord. And I was just so happy in heaven, as you could say. But a few months later, one of my best friends, a Greek believer, I was sitting late afternoon after church one Sunday, and she goes, you're very proud. You're very arrogant. And I'm thinking, what? I'm a believer. You know, I just give my life to the Lord. How could it be? But it was true. I was very arrogant, very proud Albanian young man. So Lord worked in my life and cleansed me from all that. And I stayed with Wayne Ritchie for about 1.5 years. This was summer of 91 that I gave my life to the Lord. And later that summer, the second group of men from Upper Room came to Athens, Greece, en route to Albania to minister and preach the gospel in my hometown. So you would say this was the second missionary journey of Upper Room to Albania, because the first one was Tom Davey and Jay Toira in summer of 1990. So this is 1991. And then fall of 1992 is sort of the third journey of Upper Room going to my hometown to preach the gospel. And one of the members of that group was Pastor Dell. So here I am with Pastor Dell in Athens, Greece, and this is the time when I went to Albania, stayed with my family, ministered in my hometown, and then they came back to Athens to fly back to the United States. And Pastor Dell and I are getting to know each other. But one thing I remember, he said, if you want to come to the United States, we'll be happy to sponsor you so you can continue your education at Purdue. And I remember saying to Pastor Dale, I am illegal here. I could be dead tomorrow. No one would know who I am if that happens on the streets. I said, it will be almost impossible for me to come to the United States. And he said the same thing that the Wayne Ritchie told me months ago. Prior to that, he said, well, if God wants you to come, he will open doors. Now, this time I knew exactly what that meant. So this time I knew that if I could pray, God does really open doors. So that was, I believe, November of 1991. And then January of 1993, God opened door for me to register and start a master's program at Purdue University. Then 10 days after I came here, I met, at that time, Mary Jane, that a year later was going to be my wife. When Mary Jane and I met, she had already been to Albania the summer of 92 with a group of students from Purdue with Campus Crusade. She spent the summer in Albania, summer of 92. She fell in love with the people, with the country. And when we met, she fell in love with me. So that was the beginning of 1993. We got married in 1994. We did life together here until about 2004. In about 2004, our kids were the ages of 5, 7, and 9. And we believe that God had brought us together, not just to have a wonderful American lifestyle, American dream here in West Lafayette, Indiana, but we believe that God had brought us together to bring the gospel, the good news, to the Albanians wherever they are. So we did find that many of them had moved to the metro Detroit in the large numbers. Many Albanians had moved there to the point that today there are close to probably 100,000 of them. So 16 years ago today, March 1st, I left. I moved to Michigan myself, and then my family joined me July 1st of 2004. So that's the journey of what God did in my life from 1991 till 2004. Then we have lived in Canton, Michigan, just outside Detroit, between Ann Arbor and Detroit, and we have serve the Albanian community in that area. So I'm going to let Mary Jane share a little bit about our family, what our kids are doing, and a little bit about her involvement in the ministry.
Good morning. Yes, so 16 years ago, it's kind of crazy to think about, but our kids were 5, 7, and 9. So if you do the math, it comes out that they're almost 21, 22, almost 23, and 24, almost 25. So our youngest, Luke, has spent the last 3 years over in Charleston, Illinois, at Eastern Illinois University. And in December, he transferred to our area back. So he's living again with us and going to finish up his degree in finance at Wayne State University. So it's a treat to go from being an empty nester to having a boomerang kid for now. Then our middle guy is Grant, and he... God has taken things full circle, so he is working with Youth with a Mission. And at the moment, he's in Utah. He's working as a production assistant on a film and on David's Mighty Men. So they're filming in the mountains in the snow. So, and then he will be returning back to Kona to continue his work there, growing in his skills in film production, which there's a few people here that can relate with that interest. So, and then we have Ariana, our 24-year-old daughter, who got married 2 years ago, and she is great with child with our granddaughter, so our first grandbaby. So we're pretty psyched about that. May 26th, we'll get to meet her around there, as you know. So life is in a new season, and we are loving it. I wanted to let you know that when we first moved to Michigan 16 years ago, we kind of were one of the pomegranate seeds that you all sent forth to the nation of Albania that was located in Detroit area. But we soon met some folks who do what we do with other populations, and the organization's called the Navigators, which you may or may not be familiar with. But their calling is, the calling statement, I thought I'd read it to you, is to advance the gospel of Jesus and his kingdom into the nations through spiritual generations of laborers living and discipling among the lost. And that's exactly what we're about. And so we have found that our ministry, the ministry God is allowing in Detroit among Albanians, is very much generational. That we, you know, when I was here working with Campus Crusade, I was working with a college student, hoping that they would go forth and share through the generations. But when we do our work now, we're really meeting with whole families from through generations. And then, of course, our desire is to see them multiply their lives out through all succeeding generations. So that's the update on family.
So the ministry there is multi-generational and also multi-dimensional. When we moved up there, we didn't know how we were going to do this gospel. So we started by just loving the Albanian community, from having to write a check for their water bill, for the electric bill, from taking mom and dad to register their kids to school, from just the basic needs that an immigrant community has. Some of them, actually most of them, when they show up here, they know very little English, almost none, and they come with one or two or three kids, and somehow they're supposed to start life in the United States. As you can imagine, it's just shocking. So what we have done in the last 15 years, be there to hold their hand and say, you could do this. We're here to help you. We're here to love you. We'll be able to minister the gospel through loving them. So a few of the crazy things that we have done, mainly a few things, the crazy things Mary Jane has done is translating for young ladies in the labor and delivery room. So there have been 3-4 kids that Mary Jane has had the privilege to be there and translate while they're delivering in the delivery room. And fast forwarding 15, 16 years later, every Monday I meet with two brothers. Their age is 22 and 26. When we first moved there, we were ministering to their parents, bringing them with us to church, doing Bible studies with them, doing life with them. Now, not only that, the church, the parents are sort of moving on their own, but now I'm ministering to their kids. I meet every Monday with them, and we do material called Every Man a Warrior. It's a material from campus, from Navigators, with the intent of preparing men for life and helping them discover the gospel, memorizing scripture, and doing life God's way. So that's my involvement on Monday night. And there are many other guys that I meet during the week. My evenings are packed from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday. The only day that I have, the only evening that is empty is Sunday night. But, you know, the reason that I'm able to do all this is because God has blessed me with a wonderful job. I work at University of Michigan. I've been working there since the beginning. And I feel sad when I hear that most of men, a lot of men, don't like their job, they hate where they're going every day. But God has blessed me with a wonderful place to work, with a wonderful team that when I come home after work, believe it or not, my tank is still full to minister. My energy is the same as I had when I left for work in the morning. So I have been blessed to be able to do that. Another thing that we do, part of our ministry, is teaching English ESL on Wednesday nights. And again, it's a wonderful place to meet new Albanian families that come to Metro Detroit to make new connections, also to develop old connections. But because we do the ESL into our church, which is right there downtown Plymouth, it's a church. So we always have a spiritual conversation. We talk about gospel. We put scripture on the board. We translate. So it's a wonderful place and wonderful method to do ministry and minister to them. So Mae Jane has something else to want to share about her ministry with the ladies.
Thanks. Yeah, so a typical, I thought I'd just pick a typical day for me to give you a picture of what life is like ministering among Albanians. So Friday, I had one little surprise, Ariana, because, well, long story, but anyway, she's not working right now. She's not employed. So I said, hey, you got some time today? You want to come down and join me? So she said, yeah, I could do that. So she came and joined me for a couple of appointments. At 9 o'clock, I met with Theodora. Theodora had met Armando and his mom when they were out having breakfast a couple of years ago. And she heard them speaking Albanian and said, hey, I think I know what you're speaking. And so he got her contact information, and I contacted her, but because of time constraints, we'd never been able to get together. December, we had our Albanian Christmas gathering, and she showed up. And so we had been friends on Facebook, so she's like, I'm Theodora, you're Theodora. So we met, and I followed up with her afterwards, and she said to me, it was so good to be there. And she said, it was finally I got to hear someone say words that really resonated with me, because my godfather had taught me about Jesus when I was 10, 11, 12 years old, but I've never been able to really explore that more. I love the Lord. I've accepted him, but I want to know him more. And I said, ding, ding. I would love to help you with that. If you would like to get together on a weekly basis, we could do kind of a survey of the whole Bible. And a little plug for a resource is the Essential 100. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it goes from Genesis to Revelation in 100 lessons. And so we have started that, and it's been fabulous for all the Albanian women because they're so biblically illiterate. So it's been good. So I met with her, and Ariana joined me, and she actually, Theodora, works as a nurse midwife. So there was connection there, and it was just fun to be able to have that time in the Word alongside Ariana, having the generations working together. Then after that, we went to Hasia's house. Hasia is a lady that's about my age, and she came to Christ while she was visiting Albania this past summer. And her niece had been ministering to her for a number of years, actually, and she finally surrendered, came to Christ in Albania, went straight to the church there that we work with, that we partner with, and got baptized. And she'd never seen a baptism. She'd never been in a church, so she, like, rushed down into the waters and was almost baptized herself before the pastor had a chance to get there. So she came up with her arms upraised, shouting hallelujah, and she is a little fireball. And she just puts me to shame in how much zeal she has. So she is talking to everyone she meets, but primarily in her family. She is talking about the Lord, talking about how he wants to transform them. So her husband, who proudly proclaims that he is a Muslim background, he's a Muslim background. He has started reading through the Bible and is up to the New Testament and is being transformed by it. He hasn't crossed the line of faith, but he knows there's truth there. Plus, he and his wife, absolutely transformed. Then they have two adult daughters, also both being transformed. In fact, the older one, Armando and I have been meeting with her and her soon-to-be husband, and she's... Wow. And she's getting baptized 2 weeks from today. So we are just, it's a real joy to walk with them. So anyway, Ariana and I went over there and continued to talk through scripture and truth with them. She had her granddaughter there. She had her sister-in-law there. She wanted us to just proclaim truth to them too. So that's my typical Friday. Let's see, was there something else I was supposed to tell you about? Nope, it's your turn.
So Asiya's daughter, her name is Dee. We have been ministering to her and her future husband. We meet with them and do marriage ministry. The problem is that their schedule is so crazy. So the only time that we usually have available is Sunday after 11, so p.m. So we go out to Applebee's, whatever the restaurant is called, so they're open late. So we do ministry with them. We minister to them, kind of prepare them about their marriage and their life to start. Another multi-generational ministry is what I do on Thursday nights. I meet with an Albanian man. His name is Adi. His wife has come to the Lord about 2-3 years ago through meeting with Mary Jane, and they continue to meet in weekly basis. Now his wife, her name is Liliana. She is attending church regularly. The wonderful thing happened 2 weekends ago. Their son, who is a freshman in high school, went to our church's youth winter retreat, high school winter retreat. So he gave his life to the Lord 2 Sundays ago. And my friend Adi, I've been doing Every Man a Warrior with him for about 2 years. Their family attended, was part of our 2018 summer mission to Albania, even though Adi has not publicly proclaimed that he is a believer in Christ. During that summer mission, he translated for the team, word for word, everything. So I don't know what I'm waiting on. I don't know what he's waiting, but I'm sure the day will come that he will surrender and say, yes, I give my life to the Lord. So that is multi-generational, our ministry that we do. And then 2 years ago, we added a third dimension to our ministry, which would be ministering to the Albania. And we're hoping that down the road, years down the road, there will be an Albanian diaspora ministry ministering to the country of Albania. So in 2018, we took a team from our church to Albania. We did 1 week of ministry. In that week, we did ESL in the morning. Or the other way, we did VBS in the morning and then ESL in the afternoon. It was a crazy packed week. We didn't know what we were doing. We got ready and prepared, but we didn't realize how much energy it takes to do VBS and ESL on the same day. And it was a crazy fast week. But we succeeded with God's help. We got it done. Then we came back, and everyone that came back definitely wanted to go back. So we took a second team last year, 2019. And as you know, we had 5 or 6 members from this fellowship that joined our team that we went there last year. And again, it was a wonderful time to be there and minister. We did, again, ESL for high school age all the way to college, and also we did VBS for younger kids. We want to go back this year, and we are committed. When we say we believe that God has given us the vision at least to minister there for 5 years. So 2 are done. We have 3 to go. The third one is this year, 2020. So our desire is to add a third dimension to this ministry, which would be ministering to the ladies and to men in the village. What has happened in the past, and this is not just typical of Albania, but also other countries in Eastern Europe, most of young kids or kids, they go to church, but then once life comes, they become young adults or adults, there's nothing for them to continue to attend church. I met few Albanian men, young men, in the village of Shecheras last year, and I was told by them that, yeah, when I was a kid, I went to church. And I'm asking them, why are you not now? And they had no answer. They didn't know. They just, well, I don't know. We just don't go. And the thing is that the church there in the village of Shecheras is just one kind of a schoolroom church. So it's kind of not appealing for a family to get together. So we're hoping that down the road, God will tear down that little building and build a decent structure there for that structure to be the center of the village, where the people can go and have a community where the gospel will be preached. So for this year, we're looking for people to join us. It doesn't matter what age you are, we can use you. We can definitely use you. But we're also looking for some men that can join us to do men's ministry.
Okay. So one of the strange fruits that has come forth from these couple of years of going in the summer is we have 2 couples that are getting married in Albania, an American and an Albanian. So we think highly of those kind of couples. And so the trip this year will start out with a wedding of Ashley, who came here last year with us and shared about her time over there, who returned. She returned for a year, and she met the youth director at the church there and fell in love, and they just got engaged last week. So they will have their wedding the first weekend that we get there. And so this summer trip is not a wedding tour, but there will be a couple of weddings that we need to go to. And then the second one will be at the end, which is Sarah, who is Albanian but born in America. She went with us not as a believer, came to Christ with us while she was translating there, and fell in love with the pastor of the church there in Shechiris. So I'm not going to put a plug in because you never know, but...
I can't guarantee that you'll be back.
So I wanted to share about that. Also, there is another couple that is going to be returning to Albania long term, and that is our daughter, Ariana, and her husband, Tommy. So they Ari went with us this last summer and fell in love with it. It reminded me so much of myself back in 92. She's like, Mom, how did you not come back here right away? And I'm like, it was you. So Tommy was deployed in Afghanistan at the time, so he wasn't able to be with us this summer. And I'm like, honey, come on. So she goes back and she tells Tommy, I really think that God is calling us there. And he's like, I know God's doing a new thing in my heart and weaning my heart from this place. So let's go check it out. They went at Christmas time. He was confirmed in that. And so their hope is to return in January with our grandchild for a long-term commitment. So celebrate with us about the generations going forth. It's an exciting day. As far as what we want to, what we're here to recruit you, unabashedly, I'm here to tell you, we would love for some of you to come with us. So there is an information sheet that has some of the details about how much money to raise and how much, what kind of living situation and that kind of detail. But we will be back there in the corner to discuss with you if you'd like to fill out an application and if it's going to fit for you and for us this summer. You sent some of the cream of the crop with us last summer, so we would love to have you join us again this year. Is there anything else? That's it. So we have a video that we're going to share that gives you a little picture. I know you saw one when Martha came and shared, but it's another one, so it gives you a picture.
I know that God is moving this fellowship because we were here last summer, and before we headed to Albania, I get a postcard from someone in this fellowship. So I wanted to read this to you guys. It says, Dear Mr. Kurili, I wish I could go to Albania on the mission trip, but I am only 13. Since I cannot go, I'll be praying for all of you who are going there. I hope one day to be a missionary in Brazil. God bless you. Sincerely, Megan. So I know that God is moving here. And the reason I'm reading this is because I want to tell you, if God is knocking your heart, if he's massaging your heart deep down your soul, just let it go. No fear. If you're there and do nothing for a week, you have done a lot just by being there, knowing that they know you came there because you love them. Who else will go there unless there's someone that loves them? So come with us, pray, and see if God has a place for you to join our team. We thank you very much, and if you, after the video, if you need to talk to us, we'll be on that far right corner.
To sing the song, just so you know, right when you started talking, I was going to sing that song, and then you mentioned it. I thought, all right, we got confirmation here. Let's stand. This song is just a great proclamation of truth of what the Lord has done. what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell you all. What the Lord has done.
If you can stay, we'll have a meal served off to my left, and we will have prayer back in the office prayer room if you would like some prayer. Lord, we do shout hallelujah for what you've done, Lord, and we shout hallelujah for what you're going to do. Lord, we thank you that the harvest is ripe, Lord, but we recognize that the workers are few, and if you're calling some this morning, Lord, I pray that you would continue to confirm that. Lord, we thank you for the knitting that you are doing between us and the Kirillis and Albania and Detroit. And Lord, we just are thankful that you are at work. Lord, you are at work in this world. Lord, you're growing us and you're growing those in Albania, Lord, and your desire is to set out revival. Lord, not just here, but all over. And we pray that you would do it, Lord. We ask for the harvest. Lord, we thank you and praise you for an opportunity to be together. Thank you for bringing Armando and Mary Jane. We do pray for a blessing as they go back, Lord. Encourage them as they go. Lord, we thank you for an opportunity to have a meal together. We thank you for your provision in our lives. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Amen.